Everyone must place their trust in the true light of the world, Jesus Christ, and not in any other person. Sometimes we tend to idolize different people that we admire. We depend on them, and our faith is based in those people. Parents who are Christians, friends, perhaps a minister or a priest, or someone you greatly admire for their spirituality and their walk with the Lord. We cannot, in the ultimate, trust in those people, because people will always disappoint us at some time. I hope no one puts that kind of trust in me, because God has called me to be a minister, but I walk with the Lord. I've got problems. I've got faults. I need to stay close to the Lord in His grace. You need to stay close to Jesus. He is a true light. It was like that back in the days of the early church. There were a group of people that never stopped following John the Baptist. He was one that was sent to announce that Jesus Christ was coming. He was a light to the nation. He brought a nation to repentance, but he wasn't the true light. And to this day, there is a cult of John the Baptist. We don't follow John the Baptist. We listen to him. We listen to what he said. And he said, follow Jesus. Listen to what John the Apostle said about John the Baptist. John chapter 1, verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light that lights every man coming unto the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. You see, John the Apostle, who wrote the Gospel of John, said about John the Baptist that he was a great man, but he was not the true light. The true light is Jesus, and that's who we follow. So don't put your faith in people. It never works out. Put your faith in Jesus. People will disappoint you. It's inevitable. Don't put your faith in that. Put your faith in Jesus, and you'll survive the disappointments that come from people. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, Jesus. I put my faith in him and him alone. People disappoint me. Jesus never disappoints me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.